Well, we've gone a long way around. You were going to start to tell me about the Somme, you know, a long time ago.
That was our first battle in the Somme. You know, if you had time, I could give you a book in here, which is everything's condensed in there. I sat in on the writing of that book. Oh, there's about 100 of us.
I'd rather have you remember it.
Well, to me, it was marching, marching, marching all the time. It was foot slugging. And the Somme, I thought, it was dry, chalky. Of course, that was in September. And don't forget, it was the Imperials that started off that. They blew up some trenches, and if I remember correctly, some prime minister from London got up one morning to listen to the mines being blown up, and then we went in after them.
This was a special battle as far as you were concerned, was it?
The Battle of the Somme, that was our first big battle.
Is that what makes it special?
I imagine so. See, up till then we had skirmishes, like St. Eloy craters, and in and out the trenches. One weekend, 10 days out, a weekend and 10 days out. Began to get monotonous.
Well, what makes this a big one?
Because it was well advertised in the papers. We knew we were going down to Somme. Until then, the only notice you ever had about the Canadians, all quiet in the Western Front today, and yet maybe 3 or 4 of your chums out of 10 would be killed. But it was all quiet in the Western Front at that time. It was only when you got out to a big bar and then you could look around and see trenches all over. The Van Duse did a good job then, the 22nd Battalion. I know our battalion was detailed off to carry bombs to them.
But from the point of view of the soldier, what made this a big one?
Well, it was publicity, I suppose, in the papers.
No, but I mean, as a Battle fighter, of the Somme. Wasn't it a bigger job to do, a bigger fight?
Oh, yes.
That's what I mean.
More people in on it. You knew that you weren't the only one. You only had a small part of the line. There were English troops on either side of you, probably Aussies behind you. And the guns, and don't forget, that was the first time we had tanks, the Somme, the 15th of September, 1916, when they took 15 tanks anyway. We thought they were grand at first to march behind a tank, but then the enemy concentrated on knocking those tanks out, so it wasn't funny anymore. We dodged them after that.
Dodged the tanks.
Yeah, of course they were big monsters then, you know, and noisy. We all got a ride in one just around the block. It was terrific.
Well, they were really overestimated.
Oh, I'm sure they were. Right now they're not, because they have up-to-date guns on them. But don't forget, they just had 6 or 10 pounders on there, and the noise, the concussion inside that damn thing.
I've never talked to a man who was in a tank. I don't know what.
Oh, the first tanks were terrible. I only went for a ride, a joyride, for 5 minutes. I was damn glad to get out of them. That's such a noisy creature, because somebody had been there with a rifle firing, and then there'd be a small field gun. That's all we had, you know, machine guns and field guns in there. And now they have radar. They don't have to show up wherever they're going now. They have radar that can guide them. But the first tanks were big, clumsy affairs.
Yeah, but it must be a pretty lonely kind of life in there.
Oh,
you know,
heaven, yes.
You wouldn't feel protected, you know.
No.
Even with all that armament around you.
Oh, no.
Like being in a submarine.
Yeah. And don't forget, if a direct hit hits you on the outside, the concussion inside must have been terrific. Mm. I think half of them were left land. I think there was 15 tanks went in with us. Mm. But I think 6 or 8 of them were left land there.